A form of heat-sensitive photography could enable doctors to detect disease, in particular tumours, long before they actually develop. It's called thermography, and it's a technique being used by Dr. Harold Geyer from the Health Equation in Harley Street.
Thermography was first discovered in the 50s by a Canadian doctor. In the first flush, it was considered very useful, but it was then gradually overtaken by X-rays. Everybody was doing X-rays, and thermography was left a bit to the side. X-rays have since got a bit of bad press because of the ionizing radiation and so on, so thermography is coming back into its own. There are things that you can pick up in thermography that you can't pick up on an X-ray. For example, what is called angiogenesis, which means the creation of blood vessels that the body prepares when it is going to have a tumor somewhere, say in a breast. That generates heat, and that is visible on a thermograph. It's not visible on a mammogram.
So how exactly does a thermograph work then when you're using it?
It's an infrared camera that can tell the difference between 1/100th of a degree Celsius and the next 1/100th of a degree Celsius. So that if you take a photograph, say, of your face, if you've got an abscess underneath there, that area alongside the abscess will be warmer and it'll show up without any ionizing radiation, as you would have if you had a panoramic x-ray with your dentist.
Why is that a useful way of diagnosing things?
It's useful because you can get to things that you otherwise might not be able to get to. For example, cold nodes in the thyroid you can pick up, so it's cold as well as hot. It's useful in terms of breast because you get very early detection of where there is a risk factor, and it can be monitored. With a mammogram, you only get an answer if there's already a lump there. Besides, there's been a study published recently which has shown that for every 1,000 mammograms that people do who do them regularly, you discover one cancer, and you increase the incidence of creating cancer in 6. Well, the thermograph has absolutely no carcinogenic effect because it's just a photograph.
And how reliable is it? Because I know that sometimes with mammograms you do get false positives and false negatives. Do you get a similar thing?
You get that with any test. If you do a thyroid test or whatever, there's a certain element of uncertainty. And of course, the interpreter is part of the equation. But this is true of the radiologist who looks at an X-ray as well. His input is then if he misses something, he's missed it. And if it's missed in a mammogram, it's missed in a mammogram. If it's missed in a thermograph, it's missed, yes.
Now, I understand one of the things that's done during a thermograph is a cold challenge. What's that about?
Let's say we do a whole body scan where there are pictures taken from head and throat and all the way down to knees and feet. If there are hot spots, which may be, for instance, an active lymph node, then the person is asked to hold a plastic bottle with ice in it in their hands. That cools the circulation ever so slightly, and the venous circulation that then travels everywhere will be slightly cooler. If certain areas do not cool, there's greater risk in that area of blood vessels being created.
And what do you think the future holds? Because at the moment we're clearly going down the mammogram route and x-rays and things like that. Do you think that's likely to change in the future?
I think that is beginning to change because people are becoming more and more resistant to having x-rays. For example, the chiropractors in the USA who do x-rays on the premises, they are switching to thermography. Because you can see down the spine, you can see the sort of hot spots where there are areas of inflammation.
And what about in the UK?
In the UK, this is not the case yet. There are only 2 or 3 in the UK where they do thermography. If you're looking for a practitioner who uses thermography, make sure that this is someone who's been trained to interpret the pictures here, and it is someone who actually sees you and examines you, and not just send it away somewhere out of the country. Also, it's important that the practitioner does the cold challenge.
That's Dr. Harold Geyer, naturopathic physician from the Health Equation in Harley Street.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.